This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, I am broadcasting from my flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer and FM 93.7. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our FedEx and UPS and our postal service workers hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. Add the word America on the back end, all one word. Captain's America, all lowercase. And our book, our website, where you can go, and I call it our book because we got everything here about us. It's there on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there and check it out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and see what we have to offer. It's Christmas. You might find something there that might be of interest for you, and it's not too late to still get it if that's what you want to do. All righty. Let's go over here to the telephony line that would be known as the telephone to you folks. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Yeah, they're out there in the porch. It's not that cold tonight, I think. But it's cold enough. There's a wind blowing, and it'll get colder this week. Because we're going to have a couple of nights on the weekend that are going to be in the 30s.
That's right. That's what I know. That's what you're expecting. We've got 47 here in Southern California, and Captain.
That's cool enough.
That's right. Richard the Marine, by the way, up in Central Oregon, he's got 39 degrees, we understand, tonight.
Wow. Okay. Do you have somebody you have to say hello to before we do the pledge?
Well, I don't think so, but we are going to say hello, I think, to Santa, who's doing touch and goes in Florida, still practicing for the big night.
Well, I've tried to figure out where Santa is here, but let me just see if I can find him right here real quick. Okay, Santa, is that you? Santa? Hello, Santa.
Santa.
Yeah. There he is.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Just flew out of by the window out here.
That's right. There he went.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, yeah. And every year, I think they make improvements to the sleigh.
You know, and I found Santa likes Hooters.
Really?
Yeah, Santa likes to go to Hooters.
Very interesting. Was there a Santa sighting at such a place?
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling, or we'll be talking about Santa and the Hooters girls. You ready?
That's right. I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, today, of course, Tuesday, we go to Mission Barbecue, but in the meantime, we also invite everybody to come. And by the way, we're going to do a breakfast this week, too. I'm not sure what day. It may be Wednesday. It may be Thursday. I'm not sure of the day yet, but we're going to do a breakfast this week over at the Village Inn on 4th Street. So that'll be about 6:30. We usually stick around about an hour and a half, 6:30 to 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So there you go. Now, we talked about Josh Hawley and the bill that passed S-1143, which is getting rid of TikTok on government devices, especially on military bases, because anybody that's using TikTok, it spies on you.
Right, and to have such an agreement, Captain, this hopefully squashes this as some sort of partisan thing about China or any of that kind of stuff, because this is where our military is concerned, our national security is concerned, and intelligence is concerned. So this is a very, very, very big deal.
Speaking of our military, the entire fleet of the U.S. Air Force's B-2 Spirit stealth bombers was grounded on Monday in response to potential safety defects on the aircraft.
This is what we understand. One of the stealth bombers came in for a landing. We understand it caught fire when that happened. So I think out of prudence, they're grounding the fleet so that they can understand if this is a design issue or what is causing this, what's the commonality, and I think it's just an abundance of caution.
Well, the last thing you want on a nuclear bomber that's capable of flying around with a device on it is to have a fire in midair.
Well, it's precisely right. That's right.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. And we're going to have Kathy this time take us to break, the lovely Kathy. So, lovely Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank, and you'll hear Frank again on Friday. And he's on twice a week, Monday and Friday. We had one whale of a segment yesterday. You might want to go listen to it. You can hear it on my podcast right here, the Captain's America Third Watch. It's over there on my page, my homepage. Or you can go to Frank's website, undergroundusa.com. It's over there, too. Frank made a complete segment out of it. But we really tore it up. Really tore it up. And you might want to hear what we were talking about. So anyway, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, it's now or never, folks, when it comes to getting your stuff from MyPillow. Lots of things are on sale right now. Great things that you can take advantage of that you can use, saving up to 80% on some of these items. And they're too numerous to mention. But here's what I will mention. You can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. And when you get to the website, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's Radio Listener Specials page. You'll need to use a promo code to get in there. The promo code will be Captain. And get in there and start taking a look at all the different things they have for sale. And they got sales on just about everything that's there. Just about. And some things are marked down by 80%, so you might as well say they're giving it away. Now, you'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. The promo code you'll use will always be the word Captain. That's Captain at MyPillow.com. And you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to take advantage of these great radio specials, too. So MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain, phone number if you want to call, 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, Captain, we've got a story here this evening or this morning that I think is going to be very important to our listeners. It involves some airbag deaths that we've been tracking here over some time.
Yeah, the cars.
That's exactly right. We understand, Captain, that U.S. safety regulators and a company called Stellantis, they're confirming now that the Takata airbag inflator has now, unfortunately, taken the life of another driver out there. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning some 274,000 drivers of older Dodge and Chrysler vehicles to, get this, stop driving them until you can actually have recall work done on these faulty bag inflators. That's right. So this is going to cover Dodge Magnum wagons. I know they don't make those anymore, but you see them every once in a while. Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger cars, and Chrysler 300 sedans from 2005 through 2010 model years. So this is a really big deal because since 2009, 33 people across the world have been killed by this, including 24 people in the United States. So it has to do with chemicals that are used in the little devices that inflate your airbag. And in some conditions, Captain, they can actually explode, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. And that's what takes the lives of these drivers. So if you fall in that category, contact Dodge or Chrysler and find out if your car needs to have that recall work done.
You're right. Absolutely right. Okay. Well, thanks for the update there, Kyle. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Now, the Pentagon has awarded a contract worth as much as $334 million to develop a new multi-purpose hypersonic air vehicle under a secretive program known as Mayhem.
Yes, this is incredibly interesting, and of course we know about the hypersonic missiles that we've heard so much about, and this is a big deal, of course, when it comes to the weapons that China, for example, is developing. So this is trying to obviously achieve parity and hopefully superiority in that regard.
And the experimental Mayhem program is thought to be creating some kind of hypersonic aircraft, which is, in fact, capable of strikes as well as spying, also known as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, the ISR vehicle.
That's right, because, Captain, I think the future of warfare is going to be fast. In terms of what we've seen historically up to this point. Number one, you've got cyber warfare. One of the front lines, of course, is going to be things like public utilities, the power grid, things like this, the water supply, how these things are controlled. That is part and parcel, I think, of what an attack would look like in a coming war. But also, of course, the ability to gain information and to use these kinds of vehicles is going to be key.
Well, you've got something else here, too. You've got communication and everything is instantaneous, and you can pretty much find out what's going on the battlefield almost like right now if you need to.
Exactly right. And so that does change the way that warfare would be conducted. And not all that long ago, it still would take time for information to filter back to decision makers, basically.
And it's not that you're going to need a lot of frontline troops to go up against the other side, because you can do that all with aircraft and missiles and whatnot to get them to give up. But when you go in to enforce your will on the other folks and whatever, then you need the folks, then you need the people, the manpower.
Well, of course, that's right. And then after World War II, it was almost thought that, well, if we're going to have a nuclear arsenal, we may not have to have such a large, physical contingent of troops. But, of course, I think that's been disproven many times in the last 60 or 70 years.
Have you been watching Tucker Carlson lately?
I get to see Tucker an awful lot, but I haven't seen him just in the last couple of two or three days here.
Have you seen what he's been saying about Ronan McDaniel and the last election and all that good stuff?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Well, Tucker Carlson has been saying what we're all thinking about Ronan McDaniel and elections, and that is, can she actually run an election that wins anything?
That's a very, very good question. And, of course, posed by Tucker, I think means an awful lot. I know that Rhona McDaniel, if I recall correctly, had sort of characterized it like this, and that is that the RNC builds the roads, but the candidates themselves are the cars that drive on the road. But it's really got to be, I think, more than that. It can't simply be, well, I did my part, no, you didn't do your part. And it has to be, it all has to be focused into one singular purpose. And I think that may be part and parcel of what Tucker's trying to bring up here, I think.
Who is she related to?
It's Mitt Romney, right, I think.
Isn't she his sister?
I'm not exactly sure of the relation, but I know that there is a relation there, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's his sister. Okay. As Red State reported, the Twitter files Part 7 have dropped, and it provides more damning details of coordination between the FBI and Twitter in regard to the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, has got some explaining to do. The full thread is a must-read to understand how deep the rot went and the key points surround what the FBI was up to with Twitter.
Well, exactly right. To have any kind of unholy alliance like that is really alarming, I think, for all Americans. It's not that Americans don't like the FBI or don't trust the FBI or something like that in terms of being the investigative body that it is, but it's when the marketplace of ideas is affected and people's perceptions of just how free they really are to say what they really think. And you know, Captain, you know, you and I, we don't try to insult people. We don't call them out for this or that in terms of their appearance or this kind of stuff. Those things are always in bad taste. But we talk about the ideas of freedom. We talk about the ideas, especially or alien notions that subvert the American society or the American ideals or the Constitution, for goodness sake. This is what people are worried about when there's that unholy alliance.
Well, it's now clear that the rush to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation was a planned operation by the FBI, pushed by the highest levels of federal law enforcement, which included the Attorney General's office.
This is, again, I think, of huge concern to the American people. And for those who aren't tuned into this, it could be a very, very rude awakening one day where they say, wait a minute, you're going to censor me now?
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning, and I'll be over for have lunch with the captain over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters if you want to stop by later today. Hopefully see you there. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. After a month-long trial and 9 days of deliberations, Los Angeles jurors on Monday found Harvey Weinstein guilty of the rape and the sexual assault of just one of the four accusers he was charged with abusing. But the three guilty counts involving an Italian actor and model known at the trial as Jane Doe, number one, still struck a major blow against the disgraced movie mogul and provided another Me Too movement of reckoning 5 years after he had become a magnet for the movement. Weinstein, 70, who was 2 years into the 23-year sentence for the rape and a sexual assault conviction in New York that is under appeal, could get up to 24 years in prison in California when he's sentenced. The Packers are keeping their postseason hopes alive after beating the Rams 24-12 on Monday Night Football in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers threw for 229 yards, one touchdown, and an interception in the victory. A.J. Dillon rushed for a pair of scores while Aaron Jones ran for 90 yards. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them a captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, I heard from our friends at Heroes Mile yesterday, and they were telling me that they were very happy with the people that were calling up to inquire with them as to what they do and how they can help them. And this is what it's all about. Now, the big thing is you just heard, these are veterans helping veterans. And in many cases, it could be first responders that happen to be veterans helping first responders. That's also in play here. Now, you need to understand that Heroes Mile, and I'm going to spell it out for you so you can get to the right website, because you can misspell Heroes and you'll be at the wrong place. This one is H-E-R-O-E-S, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. Go over there and find out exactly what they'll do for you, or give them a call. Their number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T-N-O-W, 2. That's their number. Now, former retired Army Lieutenant General William Lennox runs the show over there. They do everything that the veterans does, and you don't have the hassle that you have over there at the VA. And I'm not saying that detrimentally. I'm just saying that you'll be able to get more things done in a more efficient and quick manner. All you got to do is check with them. Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. So there you go. Okay, back to the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is that indeed.
I should get that song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, God. I'm just. You ever been in one of those moods?
Well, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm there this morning because I've been having some good times. Now, I haven't talked about this just yet because I've been waiting to see what it was that was going to happen. But and I'll make this kind of quick because we got a caller. The family-owned bakery that was falsely accused of racism has received $36 million from Oberlin College following a lengthy defamation lawsuit. The bakery owner calls the payout bittersweet. He didn't really want to have to sue the college to be able to get back money that was more than what he lost in terms of business.
Well, that's right. I think the bittersweet quality of it, I think, has to do with the notion that why did it have to come to something like this? Why were accusations made and so on and so forth? Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. All right. Let's go over here. Is that Ian?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Well, I got two comments. The first one is you just brought it up about Oberlin College.
Yep.
Yeah, he won all that money and everything after his name was dragged through the mud because of the racism, the kryptonite war that everybody in this country folds up and goes in the fetal position and somebody calls him a racist. But Oberlin College's endowment is somewhere up north of $1 billion.
Wow.
That's nothing to them. Okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe the professor there with you is more knowledgeable about that, but the other thing I wanted to call about is, I'm going to be a little sarcastic here. So you two are finally waking up, huh? I mean, you touched on the FBI thing with Twitter in the last segment. Dude, I got news for you. I ain't the sharpest tool in the closet, not by far. I'm just a dumb driver. But all this Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Meta, whatever these clowns are calling themselves with this tech stuff, was all capitalized by DARPA.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s and 70s, and they really started pouring on in the late 80s and the 90s.
You're right.
And it went on under both administrations,
mm-hmm.
had nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. It was the deep state. It really got supercharged when the Clintons were in. These are nothing but surveillance tools by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They're just making it easier for them. In the old days, they had to follow you around the FBI and take your license plates and physically track you. They're so easy now. All they got to do is sit in the so-called fusion center,
yep,
and track you and pretend they're looking out for terrorists and overseas foreign agents,
mm-hmm.
when they're spying on us.
Yep.
They've had a national security state against us since 1947. It was signed by Harry Truman. It was created by him. And the thing is transmogrified into where it's spying on American people. It was started to counter the Soviet Union. Yeah, it was started with noble purposes,
mm-hmm.
like most government programs.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
That's what this is. That's what all this social media, pardon my language, BS is.
Mm-hmm.
It's. Do you think Jack Dorsey, Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, Tom Cook, or whatever his name is, you think that these guys built this stuff in a garage like Henry Ford? No. They were picked and selected.
Yep.
Yeah, they are smarter than the average bear and placed into these positions, and these companies were capitalized with taxpayer money. This is nothing more than the government. It's an end run around the First Amendment. They farmed it out to free enterprise so they can have plausible deniability. Okay,
mm-hmm.
wake up, people. Wake mm-hmm. up, okay?
Hey, I
They've been spying on
wait,
you.
Wait, go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
The idea that, you can watch the social media, you can sort of track what people are doing and so forth. What do you say to the people that counter that with, and they would say, I've got nothing to hide. I don't care that the government knows where I'm going or what I'm doing. Don't you think that they maybe don't see the big picture with that?
Absolutely. And I used to believe that myself. But you know what? I've since changed, and I'll admit that I'm wrong. Okay? Privacy is one of our most fundamental rights, and I'm not talking about the phony privacy that they invented in 65 with some stupid birth control ruling in Connecticut. Okay? This is supposed to be a democratic constitutional republic with the presumption of innocence. The people that say, well, I've got nothing to hide, you know, that's kind of akin to like, I got to prove my innocence. No, the burden of proof is on the state. Privacy is everything. Okay? Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
The implication there by saying that, it's like, well, I've got nothing to hide. Well, really? I got a lot of stuff to hide. It doesn't mean I'm doing something illegal. Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay, we got to run in. We're coming up on a break, but thanks a lot for a great call. Okay. Yeah, that was some interesting stuff there, Kyle.
Very much so. That's why I wanted to ask Ian about the privacy issue, basically. That's right, because people get lulled into a false sense. Not that they're doing something illegal, but that if everything about your life is somehow trackable, definable, quantifiable, and recorded, you get recorded on various security cameras every day. We see something on the news and we feel like, okay, good. Well, they found this person on this surveillance camera. They tracked the person over here and this kind of stuff. And to a great degree, that helps solve crimes. But for example, if your employer gets a hold of that dark of the shadow data, the data shadow that they call it,
mm-hmm.
They say, you know what, I found out you went to this political group. I don't like that political group. You're fired. But that was done on your own time. It had nothing to do with company business, whatever the political group might be. I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat, or whatever. But it's just that the fact that the data exists can be used against you, and that's one of the things you have to be very careful about in a free country.
By the way, we just heard from another country, namely Eric in East Tennessee. He says Ian is 100% correct. I completely agree with him regarding social media being run by intelligence services and not the figureheads that are pushed in front of somebody's faces. Yeah, I agree with that, and we've talked about that at length for many, many years. It's not the people running the agency.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you can put Eric in charge of the CIA. It doesn't mean he's going to run it.
Right. Or anybody, I guess. And yeah, because there seems to be a larger agenda many times at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get you, Eric, what you're saying there. I understand. Because we've been going through this for years and years and years. We talked about it. Every now and then it'll come out in the open. Then it'll go back behind the curtain again or whatever. But it is what it is, and you can't do nothing about it until, you know, everything happens. All righty, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we shall return right after all these great messages coming your way. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, Jeff had the hiccups right there, so that's the way it goes, but I'll tell you what, we'll make up for it with this song. Hold on!
Every good American's mind right now, there's what's happened in New York and Washington a couple of weeks ago, and we have been across the length and breadth, well, at least the breadth of this country since that happened. And I'll tell you something, we're in good shape. Yeah. We are united like I have never seen us in this country. We get ready to kick some butt, you know. This is called an America.
And the flag's been flying low. And there's a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we've got a thing on cue to tell you all. Now this lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. If our enemies don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. But gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness and then God bless this America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In the middle of this future, you never did think that it ever get together again. I mean, that ain't your future. We're walking through the crowd and we're talking out loud again. Here is America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound of Long Island, out of San Francisco Bay, everything that's in between them is our home. Now we may have to just a little bit, fight amongst ourselves, but you outside people just leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you take that juicy bite. As the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the yanks, you just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In the big good future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. But we dying show food, and we're walking really proud, and we're talking really loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
That song, Kyle, is for America, and it's about time for Americans to wake the hell up and realize that these people that we elect work for us, and by God, if they don't do the job, we can vote them out. There's another cycle coming here. In a couple of years, we can vote them out and start all over again, and that's what we need to do. We need to wake up and understand the power that we the people have. We just have to use it.
Amen to that.
All right, time to tell me what the weather's doing out west.
All right, Captain, the last hour we were telling everybody about these wind chill factors that are running all the way up through eastern New Mexico, through Colorado, up through eastern Wyoming, and parts of eastern Montana especially, all the way to the Canadian border, as much as sometimes 50 or 60 degrees below zero in terms of the wind chill factors. In other areas, it's going to be 25 to 50, somewhere in there. But it's a lot. It's very, very cold. We've also got a winter storm warnings in central Montana, Helena, Butte, Missoula, and of course right now up on 4th of July Pass, looks like they've got snow. It's very cold there right now. It's 18 degrees. You want to be careful there. Snoqualmie Pass, you're going to need chains because you've got ice and snow and slush on the road. Also up on Cabbage, snowing hard and continuously, so you want to be aware of that. We've also got a winter storm warnings and, winter storm watch in southern Idaho, also up in northern Washington. And right now, in terms of where the snow is, that's actually falling out there, according to the radar map, it's around Seattle. It's dissipated just a little bit to the south of Seattle, but still over an I-90 as you head towards Spokane from Ritzville over into northern Idaho. We've got snow coming across the road right there. Rain in parts of northern California right now coming across Interstate 5. This is going to be north of Sacramento near Willows. Be careful out there.
All right, folks, I'm going to be a little dramatic right now because it's cold, so here I go. It is colder than a well digger's hind end. How do you like that, Kyle?
Yep.
In North Dakota, in South Dakota, in Nebraska, in Kansas, in Oklahoma, in Missouri, in Arkansas, in the south and northwestern part of Texas and southwestern part of Texas, the eastern part of New Mexico. Let's move on over here. Minnesota, Iowa, my God, Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, most of Illinois, and most of Indiana. It is just downright miserable. And all that weather is moving over to the east, slowly, but over to the east. Now, we have a developing storm in the south that's going to angle its way up into the northeast over the next couple of days or so. It's starting to brew down here in the Gulf, basically off the coast of New Orleans. And if you take a look at the weather map, you'll see that the Gulf is not just red for stormy weather. It's orange, bright orange, which means it's churning and get ready to do its thing. Now, that's going to bring, once that cold weather comes across, it's going to suck all that up and bring it right up through the middle part of the middle Atlantic states. It's going to get really bad, really quick, with lots of snow. They are talking about the mountains, and they are talking about plenty of snow for the next 2-3 days, especially into the weekend. So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen, and you had better, you drivers out there, I hope you're paying attention. You'd better have your fuel ready long before you get up around Little Rock or you get up around Oklahoma City, especially if you're going north, because you're going to need to have that 50-50 winter blend mixture in there. And if you can't do that, then at least dump a gallon of power service in each one of your tanks and keep it going as you fuel going up through the line, because you've got to have your fuel right. You can't worry about getting up there. And by the way, it goes for the refrigerated tanks too, because they will freeze over and ice up like you got ice-making machines instead of a reefer trying to keep things warm or cold, or whatever the case may be. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J's.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas between now and December 31st. It's coming up quick, so get that savings and find out also how you can get rewards, how you can get points, and how you can get special offers by joining the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget, you can go to the KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com is a website to find out more about him, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, up on her mountaintop ledge, we have Denise Simon. What's the weather like up there?
It's all right. I don't think it's as cold tonight as it was last night.
No, it's not, but it's going to be later, in a week, that is. All right, so the January 6th committee goes, oh, Donald Trump's so bad, we want to have you charged with these four different charges, and we are the January 6th committee, and we know so much, and we are so powerful. Really? Are they?
There are a lot of lawyers that are suggesting that they can make these referrals over to the Department of Justice, but they're rather irrelevant.
Right.
I think it was more of a gesture. I'm not sure that it's going to go anywhere legally, but media and operatives can use it as a ploy against Trump because of running for president in 2024.
Yeah.
So that's what they'll do.
Yep, they already are. They're going big time with it right now, and that's not to be not expected, but. You know, the fact of the matter is we have to understand those people that get this, that this may be bad, it may sound bad, it is bad, but it means almost nothing.
Well, and the countermeasures, whether you like Trump or not, what this committee did was not is clearly partisan.
Yep.
And it was selected truths, because remember, they cut out a lot of the speech that he made to say peacefully protest.
Yep, they did.
Peacefully and patriotically, mm-hmm. They cut that out. So, it's where we are.
Oh, well, so in the meantime, we'll just have to sit back and see where this goes. And who knows, it could go anywhere at this point, but I don't think it's going to go into a courtroom. So hold that thought. We'll talk more about this, and if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can by calling us at 877-969-8600. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.